During the town of Innisfil's recent school zone traffic safety advisory committee meeting, municipal staff were directed to explore further traffic calming options at the St. John's Road and 7th Line intersection after the push for a traffic light or four-way stop sign were turned down last month. The intersection has already been through two traffic engineering studies in the past 4 years, one in 2017 and one in 2019. Both times, traffic engineers have determined a stop sign at the intersection is not warranted. Earlier this summer, a group of residents started a petition urging the town to install a stop sign at the intersection, noting the poor sight lines in the area as well as the high rate of speed at which drivers come around the winding road. Currently, there are only two-way stops on the east and west sides of the 7th line. This continues to be a great concern in this community, Kaun. Donna Orsati said, "For 7 years, I have been trying to get a stop sign or light." She acknowledged the traffic engineering study's findings against a four-way stop sign, but argued there is an urgent need for traffic calming measures in the area, noting there are no stops on St. John's Road from Innisfil Beach Road to Maple Avenue. "I am sorry, I am not trying to go against the committee. I just feel we need to have something in place. I think there are other solutions," Orsati said. South Simcoe Police Sergeant Dave Phillips noted the intersection as unique, similar to that of the Five Points in downtown Barrie, and that a proper solution is going to be much more than just a stop sign. "I am not against changes to this intersection, but as it sits, what does the town want to spend on this one location? This is not a top 20 intersection for collisions," he said. Phillips applauded the town for engaging traffic engineering experts, but was also leery of going against their recommendations. Committee member Sam Charles suggested doing a third traffic study, particularly due to the increase in new residents moving to the area during the pandemic. "Maybe if we do a final study, and engineers say we cannot put a stop sign, maybe that will convince people that we don't need a stop sign," he said. Phillips said he was reluctant to see if the traffic engineers' thoughts would change. "We have done this twice. What happens if they have the same opinion or different opinions this time? Where do we go then? I want people to be safe and comply with the laws, but they don't," he said. "How do we promote that? We need ideas and suggestions." The sergeant said he liked the idea of a flashing light warning drivers to slow down. Charles also suggested bringing the current speeding sensor on St. John's Road farther south to the 7th line, which Phillips noted is already in the works, calling it a great tool. Committee member Alex Juby also noted the speed cameras coming to town. Although planned to start being used in the school zones, they could possibly start at this intersection. But there was no guarantee they would work due to the poor sight lines. The committee put forth a recommendation for staff to look into further traffic calming measures at the St. John's Road and 7th Line intersection and will report back to council at a later date.